Many countries establish embassies in other nations, and usually those diplomatic sites are in a country's capital. That is the case for this old embassy in the U.S., but it's not located in Washington, D.C., yet it was in the nation's capital. I'll give you the answer to that quiz question when the American countryside returns after this.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In Austin, Texas, you'll find a place that shares the story of a young republic.
We have a young republic that is trying very hard to win friends and allies. They really need recognition from a sovereign nation to continue to try and recapture Texas.
Mary Margaret Kennedy says no established nations were eager to recognize the new Republic of Texas. They were concerned Texas would not be able to hold on to its freedom, and recognizing them would damage relations with the established country of Mexico. A Frenchman named Alphonse Du Bois changed that.
Du Bois actually came to Texas, started doing a tour, and saw the great natural wealth, and wrote back and said, actually, I think we should recognize them. And so France became the first sovereign nation to recognize Texas's independence.
And with that recognition, there was a need for France to establish what we would call an embassy today. It's called the French Legation.
This is a house that still looks timeless today. All these windows, four rooms. It has a palatial feel to it.
Its location on a hilltop overlooking the river made a small but grand at the time location for the French to establish their presence in the new Republic of Texas. And perhaps, Mary Margaret says, the French had another goal as well.
They wanted to have a lot of French citizens come and move here, and I think the Texian government saw maybe the issue with that when the population was so low. They knew citizens were coming, and they obviously, I think, saw right through becoming French territory.
But Texas did not become a French colony, of course, and this building perhaps did not function in the role Du Bois originally thought it might. You can see the French Legation State Historic Site today, and there's more to the story, what happened to this place. And it's next time, as we travel the countryside in Austin, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.